Hello everybody, welcome to Kabbalah Experience, our weekly lecture with Rav Lightman. Today we're broadcasting from the Arvut House in Netanya. It's good to be here. Thank you to all the friends who came here from Hadera, Netanya, and from the whole area. Thank you for everyone watching us from Israel and the world. We asked Rav Lightman to refer to the current state of the storm, the hurricane in the U.S., and our relationship with nature, of humanity with nature, and how we can take our life into a better place. Rav Lightman, please. Well, everybody knows what is happening to us now. This big storm in the USA, what's its name? Sandy, yes. So now it's coming back. It came to Canada. Now it's on its way back to New York. So it's still around. So we really see how much nature sometimes relates to us in such a serious, severe way. And what we can see, according to statistics, is that we already know what is happening in the recent few hundred years, and we have more and more such severe phenomena, hurricanes and tsunamis, earthquakes and volcanoes, and more things are on their way. It is said that the year 2013 it's going to bring us many such surprises. And all that, what we learn it even from the story of creation, that they immediately tell us about the flood. And there the wisdom of Kabbalah studies where it all comes from. And this is because man can't balance nature, because we are structured in such a way in this general system which is still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and humanity is above the animate. We're comprised from two major parts. According to our body, we belong to the animate world degree, and according to our inner essence, we belong to the speaking degree. And the speaking degree is a totally different degree. This is a spiritual essence that lives in us. And according to this spiritual essence, we have to balance ourselves by ourselves with nature. If the whole world in the still vegetative and animate behaves instinctively according to the law of nature, well, this is how nature necessitates us to behave and everyone else, all the other parts of reality. But in the speaking degree, in the human degree, we do what we feel like doing. And this is because we don't know the laws of nature. So the law equivalence of form with nature in the speaking degree, this is something we're not familiar with. If we'll draw it, then we will see that here we have the still, vegetative, animate. And correspondingly, there is a force that is coming from nature. So here is where nature is, and it's clear to us what to do. We learned about it in physics, chemistry, zoology, biology, and all our science. Here science really opens up for us this whole map, and we know how to get along, if yes or not, but at least we have some grip of what we should do, what we shouldn't do, where we can harm ourselves and where not. But in the speaking degree, which is humanity, here by nature we have a big question mark. This is something which is concealed from us. And nature, all of it, is the creator. This is the upper force. This is the upper force. And specifically in the speaking degree, in the highest degree, where we're having or we're causing problems, and we see how we cannot get along with our life and all the systems that we build in our society. We are confused, we are helpless, and that's because this part of nature is concealed from us, and that is done on purpose, because we have to arrange ourselves in such a way that we ourselves will come to balance, that we will investigate this godly nature, the upper nature, and we will resemble it, and we will be in the equivalence of form. Because in every other degree, as I've said before, we are in the equivalence of form instinctively, automatically. This is how our body works. It balances all its systems inside, vegetative and animate, and of course the steel. So the lack of knowledge in the human level, how we have to organize humanity, how we should build all our systems, economy, education, culture, relationship between us, family relationship, finance, technology, science, everything that we as human build, all that, we can see that is in a very bad state. And the crisis that we are now experiencing is pretty complicated. It indicates that we have reached a total misunderstanding of what is happening to us. Thus far, throughout history, we grew in the still vegetative and animate levels in the human society. And we advanced through mistakes, we had wars, problems, revolutions, but somehow humanity built itself and moved forward. Relatively, we have reached our present state. But now, for the first time in history, and we begin to know it more and more, this is not a regular crisis. This is a crisis in how humanity is functioning, a man with himself, with his surroundings, and with nature. We're in a severe ecological crisis. This hurricane is just one of many examples. We don't know how to treat planet Earth and all its treasures, which are soon will be over. We don't know how to build a human society. We see that we are in a constant uncertainty, and all our actions, they end badly in each and every stage. And no one has a method, an understanding, how we can receive a response, a feedback from nature that we will know how to get along. Everyone are confused, perplexed. We see how the leaders of the European Common Market, they try to find some kind of a solution to the crisis, and they can't. We see how America is falling down, losing all its strength, and they can't do anything about it. And the Arab world, with all this big mess with the so-called Arab Spring, everybody are in a search of what to do, and they don't know what to do. And here we actually have a very good example. This flood, this water of flood that is now washing the USA. So the Wisdom of Kabbalah explains what we have to do. Actually, what we have to do is get into an ark. And an ark means that we have to organize our life like in the degree of Bina, and the notion of an arc is the quality of Bina. The quality of Bina is that a person lives according to the anime degree. We belong to the anime degree by body, so that it consumes only the essential things, meaning what our body needs and no more. because it's healthier for the body, it's healthier for nature, and then everything is in balance. We don't need more than we require according to our physical structure. In our whole development in the speaking degree should be a development only in the direction of the mutual connection between people in a way that we will be balanced with nature. Nature, corresponding to the human degree, presents itself today as an integral system. We learn about that in what we research, that a whole of nature, in all its parts, it is in mutual connection. The still, vegetative, and animate, they are in a certain balance, which is called homeostasis. They hold each other, they support each other, they complement each other. From above downward, all the levels. Well, without bees, we won't have flowers, plants, and so on. So the balance, the connection, is very multifaceted. And it is entirely in an integral analog system. In analog systems, in science, we learn that they're all in a very tight mutual connection, like at the tiniest move in a certain part of the system causes a whole shock, a whole change in the entire system. So this is a system which is whole, and it is in a constant self control, self-examination, and this whole system we developed through, then we weren't really a factor. Humanity used to develop, our ego used to develop, to grow from one generation to another, and we used to develop science, technology, new society, and we're satisfied, we were happy about it, and we thought that we could develop endlessly. But now we feel that there is a limit, and this limit is because we have evolved according to our ego. We have evolved until we have reached a state where today we are in a circle, meaning we are all interconnected. To such an extent, all around the globe, we're all connected, not just through the internet. Our desires, passions, yearnings, all of a sudden we discovered this inner connection. We have discovered this net, and we are like a fish inside this net, which holds us together, and we cannot escape it, and that comes to us from nature, and there's nothing we can do about it. So there's only one thing left for us to do. So says Kabbalah, to understand the laws of that system and to live by them. If we will do that, then we'll have a good balance, well-organized future, nothing shall be missing. But we have to learn all these laws and then to live by them. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us about that exactly. Because by coming to balance with nature, it's not just balance, rather, we ourselves have to come to understand nature or the revelation of godliness, which is the same thing, the revelation of the upper force. By coming to know this God, the Creator, explains the wisdom of Kabbalah, and this is what Kabbalists attain, then we rise to the speaking degree and we begin to feel this upper force. And all these forces in us, which are the still, vegetative, and animate, seemingly they go lower in their understanding, recognition, and we are in the sensation of the spiritual world, because we are in the same level as the upper force, and then we influence the whole of nature, and we are in the same net which governs the entire reality to such an extent that we even stop feeling our corporal life, and this whole life of still vegetative and animate, it is as if they gradually disappear from our feeling. It is as if they vibrate from our senses, And even when we are still alive inside our body, the sensation of the spiritual life is so sublime, exalted in its degree and intensity compared to the bodily sensations, that we literally stop feeling our corporal bodily life and we all move to a different level. Meaning, we have evolved throughout history, and we came once from the still degree to the animate, to the vegetative degree, and then to this animate degree. And now, when we're moving from the animate degree to the speaking degree, as Kabbalah explains, and this progress is from our generation onward. This is what the humanity is standing before. Then we can really reach a higher life, eternal life. As written, you shall see your life, your reward in your life. And even before a person passes away from his body, he already is moving on to the feeling of the upper world. And this is what the wisdom Kabbalah is meant to do. Kabbalists already attained it. They do it in their own individual work. But now that work to acquire the spiritual world, the next degree of our evolution, is right before the entire humanity. And all these forces which we now discover that they are seemingly against, well, these are seemingly hostile forces which we discover in nature, they seemingly come against us. That is meant only to hasten our development, to force us to look for the recognition of the upper force. And the sooner we will find this revelation of the upper force, which arranges all those things for deliberately, so that we will transcend above the animate degree, above this life of ours, so that we won't just live inside our body, this body life, then we will profit more. Therefore, before us there is a good, nice development, and Kabbalists wrote about it in a very emotional, very excited, and very happy way. Although, for the time being, we still don't feel that this is something which is that happy, because we haven't come to the understanding of the upper force through which we can rise and feel ourselves in an unlimited, eternal, whole state where nothing is missing, and so on. But this is before us. Therefore, we have to see how we can do that. So Kabbalists tell us, well, in that case, well, look at Noach. They tell us that he, well, that there was this flood, meaning evil water, let's say, like with the hurricane, but it covered the whole earth. And how can man be saved from that? It can be saved not by building a boat, an ark, and get in there, and this is how he's saved. Rather, this is an allegory. The Torah tells us that we have to organize ourselves in such a way. If we organize our life in such a way where also the still vegetative and animate, they can all live in one ark and not eat each other, rather live peacefully with a good, correct relationship, where everybody is taking care only of his body and he doesn't need more anything more. Actually, our body doesn't need more any other beast. It makes it healthier. We don't inflate it with all kind of exaggerated fulfillments. And all the rest of our strength and our forces, we need to aim it only towards the right connection between us, like this global integral analog system where everyone are interconnected, and this is how we're forced to be. And by this, we are saved from the flood, from this whole crisis that we experienced. We also see what is happening in Europe. They can't get along. They went for unity, the united Europe, but what makes it united? Because they wanted to have one bank, one system of taxes. Don't create unity this way. The unity is that all nations will be as one nation. I'm not even saying that they have to be like one family. And this is actually what nature is demanding from us. And the longer we wait, then the forces of nature will grow stronger and they will pressure us and will force us to advance through beatings. Still, to the realization, we will have to understand, after all, that it is up to us to organize our whole life in an integral way, like one big family. You know, love thy friend as thyself, don't do to others what you yourself hate, all of Israel are friends to each other, and so on and so forth. So first of all, we have to look at it as a goal. And in that goal, we, Israel, especially Israel, are the first in humanity. It all comes from the Torah, from the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are obliged to do it before the rest of humanity. The entire humanity points to us as the reason for all the problems and the sufferings. They blame us, and they are right to do so, because we are the owners of this method of integral connection, and no one else besides us knows how to do that. So we have to implement it on ourselves, first of all, and then to show that example to the rest of the world. You have a quote about it? Yeah, I have plenty. You want about Israel or about nature? I think we should read something about nature. Then quote number one. Baal HaSulam says in the piece, and the wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments surrounding our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus, you have a scientific empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to keep with all our might the mitzvah of bestow upon others in utter precision, meaning to keep this integral system bestowing upon others so that we should all complement each other in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. And as long as we are idle performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us. Meaning to keep the laws of nature, what is required from us. We learn about it, there are plenty of articles about it, researches. Today it's easier to speak about it with people. because they already, well, there's plenty material about it on the internet, that nature is a closed integral system and only we violate this law, and therefore we feel our collision with nature in such cases, like crisis in the family life, in the global despair, in wars, problems, terrorism, each and every problem, everything negative that we see, even just a little bit that comes out that is not whole and perfect anymore, it is only because we're not balanced with the system of nature. I can read another quote, or we can read some. Hear some questions. Quote number 2 about the system of nature. Baal HaSulam says the following: by observing nature's system, we understand that any beings of the four types, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, as a whole and in particular, are found to be under purposeful guidance, meaning a slow and gradual growth by way of cause and effect, as a fruit on a tree, which is guided with favorable guidance to finally become a sweet and fine-looking fruit. Go and ask a botanist how many phases the fruit undergoes from the time it becomes visible until it is completely ripe. Not only do its preceding phases show no evidence of its sweet and fine-looking end, but as if to vex, they show the opposite of the final outcome. The sweeter the fruit is at its end, the more bitter and unsightly it is in the earlier phases of its development. Meaning, of course, if we're looking at this corrupted man as we see ourselves, that we can only think about ourselves, not about others, we care about nothing, and we only want to exploit the whole world for our benefit. So this is our nature, our present nature. It means nothing. It says nothing about how we can invert ourselves. And indeed, the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us the method how a person turns into a person who is connected to others. And all that is done by this collective integral law of nature that influences us this way. All we require to want it, to make a small step forward, and this upper force will close us together in one mechanism, and then we will feel life in the speaking degree, meaning eternal whole life, a life which cancel all the problems, sufferings, and crises which we now feel, and more if we won't start taking care of things, and so we will feel it tomorrow. And there's something more about the role of the nation of Israel. Yes, quote number 7 about the responsibility of the people of Israel. Baal HaSulam says, in the love of the Creator and the love of the created beings, the Israeli nation was to be transitioned. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. That is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations, as the verse says, and all nations will flow unto Him. So we have to be first. We are special. We are unique. All nations admit that. And now we are unique in a harming way to the world, and indeed, until we won't reach correction, this is how we seem, and everyone feels that the ball is in our hands, and the monk will start realizing the method, then to the opposite, we will feel how all of a sudden all the nations necessarily, it doesn't depend on them, it depends only on us, how much they change, and they start thinking about us and treat us in a completely opposite way. So this is basically what we have to do and how we can come out of all this mess and to protect the whole world. that if a flood comes to the world, hurricane, earthquake, or wars, or whatever, from our days onward, it all points out to the fact that we haven't realized our destiny in the world yet. So this is what we wanted to say about Sandy, the hurricane in the USA. Yeah, about Sandy. Okay, that's about it. Now, if you want to, you can ask questions. So I'm going to explain how it's going to work. Everyone with a question, please raise your hand. And then I will give you the microphone and leave your hand in the air so that we'll know who to give the microphone to. Put it close to your mouth and ask your question loudly and clearly. You can ask about anything you want, not necessarily about what we spoke of, because Rav Lightman is not here every day, so go ahead and ask everything you want to. Also, the new guests who came here for the first time and they hear about all that for the first time, you can ask about anything, so feel free. You said once that thought is the most powerful force in nature, thought and intentions. It seems to people like science fiction to think that because of our thoughts and intentions, there are earthquakes. My question is, people who don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, how can we explain to them the connection or to give them scientific proof to want to be connected? Otherwise, they don't understand the connection. Well, there are many researches about it. We have to ask of you. I was in Princeton University in the U.S. and I have this conversation with these scientists many years ago. They specifically used to research all kind of phenomena that happened in different places of the world according to the typical thoughts in the world of these specific places. So there are many articles and researches talking about it. The force of our thought is the most powerful force, only we don't feel it. We don't feel how much we influence the whole world with our thoughts. Not by using all of Earth treasures. This is a tiny thing. The main thing we corrupt nature by is in the speaking degree, in the corrupted relationship between us. And especially today, in the recent 30, 40 years, this is when it started, when humanity from the 60s of the previous century became round. It started appearing as a closed system, but there are many researches about it. Perhaps we should have a special page for this kind of articles. But it's a known thing. Today it is already known in the world. More questions, please. Please stand up for the camera. I have a question about free choice. I have a question about freedom of choice. You said a few times before that we don't have a free choice until a certain point where we choose to connect. Yeah, it's exactly so. We don't have a free choice. Only, as I have mentioned here, only in connecting ourselves to the force that manages us and to work with it harmoniously in mutuality. That's the only place we have a free choice in. If you're drawn to it, to that connection with nature, to be in harmony, in homeostasis with it, then this is where you act. If you're not drawn to that direction, then the negative force is working on you. To the extent that you're not doing the right thing, then you have a negative response, and this is where we are. I understand that. I heard your explanation several times before. But you contradicted that in your in different answers and different things you have said when you address the Jews of the USA to vote to one party instead of the other. Why? I said that there is no choice, or I said that there is a choice in balancing ourselves with the upper force. There we do have a choice. If not, then why are we sitting here for? A person should find a place in his life where he can truly bestow. It seems to us that we can do so many things, thousands of things, and then change our life. This is weak because we don't see the map of forces. If we would have seen the map of forces, we would have known that only in a particular place, well, this is what Kabbalah teaches us, only in the middle line, in a specific way, we can influence nature, our family, relatives, people who are far away from us, humanity, and everything else. But only in a specific kind of way, which is only in order to balance the system, to put it together, to connect it, to unite it. So how can a person differentiate between his daily actions? Which kind of action is a part of connection, unity to those where he has no free choice in? For instance, voting for someone in the elections. Why? I know if there are means in our world which are closer to balance or further away from balance, then this is what I choose, if I know the system. This is why I'm saying that we do have to go and vote one out of the two. So I vote for Romney because I see and I feel that this person, he operates for a greater balance of the whole of the general system more than Obama. And besides, we have tens of thousands of students, and I tell them what to do. They listen to me and they want to hear my opinion, so I have to say that. Yes. Also, in the social protest, I realized that you were afraid of it because the guys there were connecting. I remember that you warned us about it, and one of your students ask you, why do you warn us about it if they don't have a free choice anyway? So you told him that they connect there. No, the connection there was bad because this was a connection which was made deliberately by the Americans in order to destroy the regime and to destroy the country of Israel. And that was strongly felt in that connection and in all the protests. That was an American plan who really wanted to do the same here like the Arab Spring in our adjacent in our neighboring countries. Therefore, I express my opinion to people who belong to the regime in different places, and I saw that they saw the same way, but I saw it from the spiritual roots of things, so why not to say so? I stood and spoke my mind, spoke my heart. I only said that those people who were protesting, most of them didn't even know what they were doing. They really thought that they were going to fight against the cottage cheese price and such things. But actually, the driving force, the trigger was from overseas. And then there was a whole research about it, and they discovered that money came from Saudi Arabia, and it was brought here through a milliarder from the USA, and this whole thing became known to everyone. So again, I'm saying, if I couldn't have influence or explain that here there is a room for free choice, I wouldn't have said anything. There are many things. See how many things are happening in the world. I'm not saying anything about them. because they are not within people reach. It is possible to influence them, but I don't see that there is someone who can do that. So I don't like just to say things. Let's say about the economical financial crisis in Europe, which now spread to the whole world, and including Israel. So I wrote many things about it in my blog. We sent a lot of material. I had meetings in UNESCO, with the United Nations, in many places. I talked to the representative of the European market in Italy. I explained things where I can do that, because through such people one can act, one can change, one can make a difference. If it's possible, then you have to do that. If we suffer next year, 2013, they're saying that it's going to be a very hard year, even in food. We haven't felt a food shortage for a long time, and they say that this is what's going to happen in the world. They're saying it, it's not me. And I never say things before they speak about it in media. So if you can correct the situation, how can you stay still? Yes, more questions, please. Yes, please stand up for the camera. Good evening. Don't be shy. You can ask about anything you want to. I hear you almost every evening, and I go to sleep with you. You make my sleep very good. Well, I don't sleep well, and you sleep good because of me. Okay. I really connect to what you're saying. And the moment Sandy came, the hurricane, I try to understand what it meant. And I really connect to what you're saying, because I really see the big picture. I see their Halloweens, this is their Purim, all the games they're playing. I see the elections coming next week. And I see things, America, New York, all this abundance, all this strength that they have. And it strikes them in a very soft, very sensitive spot. And I think to myself, inside this darkness, if they will wake up, it is coming to us as humanity to look at things, to observe things, to analyze things, and to see how much nature is trying to make us wake up. I'll tell you something. I'm afraid of Sandy, because all the things that the nations of the world are going through, if we won't hurry up, they will turn it to us as the reason for all these problems. And therefore, I speak about things and I explain things, because it won't just go away. We are very not protected from their reaction. All the problems that the nations of the world go through, eventually it will come back to us. So you actually support what I'm saying, that we as humanity have to observe things. I'm talking about we, meaning the people of Israel, the nation of Israel. It will come to us. It will come back to us if we won't correct ourselves as we should. Meaning, if we won't start connecting according to the integral nature, if we won't unite, connect between us as we should, that's the only way we can calm the world down. And having this net between us, the moment we start getting along, then the whole world will get along. They are obliged to, but they don't have a free choice. We are the only ones with the free choice. That's the problem. The moment we carry out such a problem, they don't have to do anything. It happens in them automatically. So how can we influence them from here? I don't have to influence them. I don't have to think about them at all. I have to make a difference here in the people of Israel, in the country of Israel, that we will unite together. If we will be united, the whole world will come down. So how do we make So how do we make that difference here? Ah, that's a problem. It's easier with Sandy, actually. But again, let me tell you, I see that a year ago, we started more than a year ago with the mutual guarantee, with the Avut and with the bonding, unity. And I see that today everybody are talking about it. All the parties are talking about mutual guarantee, that we have to bond, that you have to unite. Besides of what you're doing, but doesn't matter. Meaning, but this concept became more familiar, closer to people. At least they're talking about it. And that is something. So I hope that we are advancing in the right direction. But still, when there are such phenomena, I'm not happy about it. It's better if everything would have been calmed down. That is a sign that we would have had more time. But with all those events that happening all over the world, and with such a pace, it means that we have no time left, that we have to hurry up. I wanted to ask about December 20th, 2012. I heard different things about it, unpleasant. December 20th, 2012. I will be in Siberia by then. We have a convention going on there. No, but are there some bad things that are supposed to happen in that date? I don't know. Again, what is it according to the Maya or what? It's all wrong. When was I in Colombia? A year ago? No. On May. I was with him, yeah. It was in May. This year we were in Colombia. And an Indian tribe came down especially from the mountains, from the Andes, especially for me, to honor me, to see me. They live there as they used to live for thousands of years. I spoke to them about different things and also about the Maya calendar. They don't even know about it. Simple as that. They don't even know about it. There are all kind of signs for all kind of dates that the world in such and such times is in turning points, but that's it. And they sell stories to us. Recently we had plenty of dates. I remember the year Tashmad, according to the Hebrew calendar, everyone were in panic. And then the year 2000, everyone were panicked too. What? Nothing happened. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing's going to happen to the world. Nothing is going to happen to us. Rather, we want to reach the same goal, the same form, where we all unite between us with nature and rise to the speaking degree, which is whole, complete life. We can't even imagine what it means. But this is an obligated goal. We are obligated to reach there. So there are two ways, as Kabbalah explains, either the path of the light or the path of the suffering. It's either we advance consciously by ourselves, where we come to know the upper force with this red arrow, that we go in his direction. We want to come and know him, and with his help we connect, and all of nature is connecting to us as well into one big system, and it is up to us to put this whole system into balance. It's either we do it ourselves or we do that through great pressures, and the pressures, they can be very unpleasant. It's written in the prophets, it's written in many places about it. Such very scary scenarios. But actually, I see good signs that change for better is coming our way. I don't want to scare anyone. It seems to me that we started moving forward in this country, in this, with this nation. Something is happening here. Also with our success with the integral education, we are into many schools, even prisons, different places, and things are changing. Things are changing. There is a new spirit in the nation. There is this certain tenderness. We can feel it already. And this is a good start. Even if we advance just a little bit, then we change the way humanity is treating us, and even nature, but especially humanity. So I'm very optimistic. I don't expect blows. Next question, please. With Kabbalah in our actions, how much can we influence the security of our country? With our actions, 100%. How? All the problems and sufferings, they all come our way only for us to unite, so that we will keep the integral system. If we will reach a state of love thy friend as thyself, no one will be able to touch us. To the contrary, everyone will come as hero, and all nations shall come upon us, meaning the whole world will unite around us. This is a simple of nature. Can't say yes, no, it will exist or not. The moment we do that, everybody will unite. The moment we are falling behind in such actions of gradual unity, then they come to us and start pressuring us so that eventually they will force us to unite. Therefore, security is one of the means to pressure us. Next question, please. We're saying that the people of Israel should be the light for the nations, and we are obliged to build the best possible society and to set an example for the nations of the world and become light for the nations. Now, Bnei Baruch, we have an excellent book of mutual guarantee. Perhaps we should send it to all the parties before the elections, and perhaps they will accept it, because for the sake of unity, everyone should accept the fact that this is something that needs to be done. And if we won't get help from above, from the government, then it will be very hard for us to succeed. So let's send this book to all the parties, and perhaps they will accept it. Let me tell you something. I spoke with many representatives in the world, many people in the world. I will give you the last example about the representative of the common market, a European common market in Italy. It's a very smart person. In 2 hours, he wrote every word, almost every word I said. He wrote and examined, looked at the pages and asked me more and more questions. I didn't expect that he will listen to me that much. He understood the principle of unity, of the interdependency, how the world developed according to the ego. I explained to him in history where the ego used to jump, and therefore then we had wars or other changes in the human society. I saw how much he felt all that, understood all that. In the end of the conversation, he told me only one thing. He told me, I want to be honest with you, because we had a very good conversation. We understood each other, like we were discussing like this common problem. It is his profession. He's been working on it for 20 years. And he told me, there's no one I can turn to with that. There's nothing I can do about it. And there are dozens of people like me, but there's nothing we can do. We cannot act. And this is a good example, at least for a person who understood the problem. It is written, the heart of kings and ministers is in the hand of the Creator. So if we want to find, as this young guy asked before, a free choice, then we have to turn to people with a free choice. People in high positions in the parliament or some other places, they don't have a free choice. They are entirely in the hands of the upper force. They only perform. They have nothing. They are marionettes. We are the ones who perform. Especially the people, the ordinary people, who have no special social role except for being one of the people, one of society. They, with their opinion and attitude, they actually realize the plan and they change the situation. Therefore, to send them our books, well, I can do that, but it won't help. There's no point. If there would have been any point, then we would have started our own political party. Why aren't we a party? Today we have many people who support us. We could have started our own party and get few mandates these elections. But why shouldn't we? Because it won't help us. We have to unite the people. We have to work from within the people. And there we will decide nothing in the parliament. Today, when the world has become round, where the system has entered a mutual net of connection between everyone, all the governments, they decide nothing. We will see it more and more and more. This is what is happening now in Europe. See how many times they meet, G20, G8. They have a special meeting. They really don't know what to do. They are right before a collapse and they can't decide anything. Because today's choice, today's decision actually stems from the intensity of connection between ordinary people. Next question. My question is about something different. I'd like to know about the degrees of the development from the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Is it just an allegory? Or I heard once that a person might incarnate into something still or vegetative. Can it be? I've never heard anything like it, and it can't be. I even read about it. Well, to read, you can read anything you want, but I saw it on the internet. No, in a Kabbalistic site. Kabbalistic, you know, everything is Kabbalah today. They sell everything under the name of Kabbalah, so look, they are the genuine sources of Kabbalah from Ibrahim, Avraham Avinu, the book of Yetzirah, creation, and then the Bible, and the Zohar, and after the Zohar, the writings of the Ari, and after the writings of the Ari, Ramcha, which lived in the same period of time, and then Baal HaSulam and the Rabash. No one can say about the Ari, there is no question about the Ari. He writes, and we learn it also in the study of the Ten Sefirot, everything comes from the Big Bang, really. As physicists say, and it developed for 14 billion years, and it reached planet until we came to have planet Earth, who used to heat and cool, as Baal HaSulam said, for 30 million years, until it crossed. Well, until vegetative plants started to be on planet Earth, and then after that, from the vegetative to the animate, and from still to the vegetative, the immediate is corals, and from vegetatives to animate, the mediate is the dog of the field, there is such an animal, and from animate to humans, the mediate degree is an ape. So there is a gradual development. And what is the motive for that development? It's the will to receive, which actually developed in the steel until it somehow starts to move, to absorb and emit things and thus to grow. This is how the vegetative came to be. And then when the will to receive of the plants started growing more and more and more, so the plants started developing until a degree from which developed something which also had to move, a plant that moved, and this is already an animal. And from the animate, we move to the speaking degree, which is from ape to human. And we learn about those things. Not only we learn them, we also feel them. And it has nothing to do with incarnations. The incarnations that we speak of is the will to receive, which is constantly renewed also in us. A person himself, whenever he wants something new, this is the reshimo in him. This is his inner spiritual genes, which constantly develop and come to be realized, and this is called a new incarnation. So each one of us is in constant inner incarnations. So just treat everything scientifically, and then you won't be mistaken. I just want to be sure. If a person is supposed to go through a correction, everyone should go through a correction, otherwise he wouldn't have been in this world. And he didn't realize, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so he can drop from his devil? No, everyone are advancing. So it's impossible that a person lived and died, so he died, and then he comes back as a stone. That person, no, that person is gone. His soul, I mean. I don't know how to call it. You mean Rashimot, yes? Can it be that all of a sudden he will be vegetative or rock? Why, if he's a part of the speaking degree, the human degree, why should he come as a vegetative, as a correction? No, this is not correction. This is deterioration. There's no such thing. All the Reshimot came from 0 degree and it developed into still vegetative and animate, and then this whole line of Reshimot developed to the speaking degree. Then we're talking about us, and there is no going back. To the contrary, we only ascend and we don't descend. We all advance more and more to the form of Adam, humanity. Adam is he who resembles the Creator, is more similar to the integral form. In our body, it belongs to the animate degree. It lives and dies like every other animal. There's nothing about it. There's nothing sacred about our body. This is just a piece of protein, and that's it. I also heard that if you bless over a certain fruit, then you redeem the soul of the fruit, such things, and all that is troubling me. This is why I'm asking you. If I don't bless before I ate the fruit, eat and enjoy it. There are such things. Many people write many things, but Kabbalists don't relate to such things. There is no foundation to it. In all our books, well, first you have to know how to read books of Kabbalah. Nothing is written in all the books about men in this world, because this is just a beast. There's nothing to write about. You can write only about the internality of man. If he's already in the degree of man, who is similar to the upper force, then this is what we're talking about, how he can advance in resembling himself more and more and more to the Creator. But there's nothing to talk about the body. It lives and dies, and that's it. I want to ask, you always talk about integrality and the social net. You know, I didn't speak about it until 5, 7, 8 years ago, until we have reached a state where we had to start talking about it and realize it. Before that, I didn't speak about it. Since 2005, yeah. Owen is studying with me for 15 years, more or less, so we didn't speak about it. We're always talking about relevant things, the things that should be realized. So I wanted to ask, how does it fit my own personal progress in Kabbalah to receive the godly abundance, to look at things differently? How does it help me? I've been studying Kabbalah for 2 years now, and I always wanted to know, if I open the Kabbalah channel, read books, and studying here in this room, but do I contribute to anything if I do it by myself, or do I always have to be a part of the group? Do you see the drawing? Okay, so let's say in this drawing, this is you. You is your desires, thoughts, emotions, your internality, okay? Here, marked in red. Where do you advance? What does it mean that you advance towards the wisdom Kabbalah? To rise in degrees. What do you mean to rise in degrees? To rise in spirituality and to feel less corporality. Okay, so to feel the spiritual world a higher degree than the corporal world, which you know. This is the system that governs our life. This is the system where we always exist. Only for the time being, it is hidden from us. So where do we discover that system? We discover it, that system, in the connection between us. Here, everyone else, they also have the same tendency to discover the spiritual world. If, together with everyone else, if I also am connected, then in the connection between us, we discover the spiritual world. We discovered the light. This yellow is the upper light, but we discover it if the relationship between us, will resemble the light. If you're studying, then I will tell you. This light is Neran Chai. It has 5 levels: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And we, between us, are in relationship which are called root 1, 2, 3, 4. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. The degrees of our ego. Ego. A desire. If, in spite of my ego, my desire, I make one step forward towards the connection, connecting with others, meaning in my tennis desire, I'm prepared to make concessions and move in the directions of others, then I already discover spirituality in the first small degree, which is called nefesh, and then I have advanced even more in the direction of others in the first degree of the desires. Then I have advanced and I discover spirituality in the ruach degree, which is no longer nefesh, like resting, like still. Rather, it's ruach, wind. I already move. I begin to identify certain actions, certain movements, and so on. But this is revealed only to the extent of connection between us. Therefore, love thy friend as thyself. It's an inclusive rule of the Torah to reveal the light. The Torah is light. It's to the extent that I exit myself in the direction of others. So, when you learn by yourself without being connected to others, then that's a problem. At least virtual contact, there are people who are in faraway places, in different places all around the globe. So at least they are connected to each other. Can you explain what it means to go in the direction of others or to do some good deeds? I don't know what a good deed is. I don't know what you consider as a good deed. There's a method that if a person don't keep it meticulously, this is a science of how we are structured, the certain actions that I have to perform in order to change myself and start feeling the world, not through five senses. This is how we are. I perceive reality through five openings in me: sight, hearing, taste, scent, and touch. And all these five senses connect together in me, and then I feel the world. It's inside of me. This is me. This is my body. Right? But this is what I feel inside of me, in me. The spiritual world itself is here, outside. So the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is, how do I exit myself and start feeling how it is outside of me, so that I won't depend on my body. I don't want to depend on my body. I want to annul my body as if I don't have a body anymore. The outer body feeling is called a soul. And this is what I have to come to. And this is what the Wisdom Kabbalah is all about. I have to feel that I'm not dependent on my body before the birth, after death, after birth, after death. I want to know what the upper world is. I want to know what the upper world is, because this is a constant reality, eternal reality, unchanging reality according to my senses, or depending whether I live or die. Doesn't depend on my body, on my beast. So to exit in my awareness, which is eternal, to allow my awareness, my consciousness, to come out of my body and to feel what is outside of me without any bodily disturbances, this is our goal, this is our purpose. But in order to make those steps forward, this is root 1, 2, 3, 4, Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dal, which we spoke of. Exit myself. For that, I need a group. I need support. I need their help to exit myself. They need to pull me, to push me forward, and I have to pull myself also. So, through our work in the group, we perform such a work. Next question, please. Next question, please. Rav, you are speaking about evolution, and you say that humans came from apes. So I'm asking, we still have apes which are not humans. Yes, there are apes, and those apes didn't become humans, and there are also flowers and rocks. So this is what I don't understand. If the ape evolved into humans, so how can we still have apes left? Thank you very much. It's a nice question. Special kind of apes, and this is not because these are apes in body. Rather, this is the development of the Reshimo, which moves from the steel, vegetative, and animate, from the animate to the speaking. This is what becomes a human. So if you're talking in a bodily sense, then yes, we have evolved from apes. And not because the apes turned into humans, rather because those apes had Reshimot in them. They had special spiritual data, information, and then those apes became humans, and the rest of the apes didn't. Same thing you have today between people. Although they should all reach the purpose of creation to discover the upper world, and we can do it here and now. We can do it today. But see how many people, even in the people of Israel, are still in the inanimate form. They don't want to move. They care about nothing. Some people are prepared to do a slight motion towards the attainment of the spiritual degree. This is called the vegetative degree. Some are active in different forms. And next to us, this is the animate degree. And there are some, not many, who are prepared to sacrifice everything they have just in order to actually come to the revelation of the Creator, which is the speaking degree in them. So this is how it is in each and every one. Next question. Good evening, Rav. My question is as following. We say man and woman, or husband and wife, the divinity is between them. On the other hand, the divinity is also revealed in the group, with our work with the friends, So, let's say, I want to ask, what is the difference between the two kind of works? And let's say if a man and a wife can perform such a work between them and they can come to a group, so is it still effective? We're in a world, well, there is a reason why the internet system was revealed, a virtual connection between everyone. We can be in touch with everyone, and if a person really needs to come to realization, then he's always in touch with others. And he discovers the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because we are in this spiritual field which we don't recognize for the time being, but this field that connects all of us. If you have a desire for spirituality, then necessarily you discover inside this field, you reach a place where people learn, where knowledge is, where it draws you. You don't know, but you discover it. You're being led to this place. So what am I trying to say? It is impossible that a person who belongs, who is worthy of correction, that he didn't hear where he can study, with whom, with which, from which books, and he only has his wife by his side, and that's it. But, and this is a totally different calculation, the work between a husband and wife and the work in the group. We try to work in both ways. You know, I make great efforts to work with women, with a women's group, with a great audience. But still, friends, they come first. There you scrutinize things which are for real. There you discover, let's put it this way. There you work in a family. I'm talking from reality. I don't know what's going to happen in a few years, what will be revealed in a few years from now. But for the time being, working with a family, it's something extra. It's like extra hours. Let's say there was a woman in the group. She discovered what she discovered. She decided to leave the group and to continue the path just with her partner. If it's a woman, then there's no problem. If she depends on her husband and he studies in a group, that is enough for her. It's definitely enough for him, for her. It's not enough for the man, but it's not enough for her. And if he doesn't study with a group, and if he doesn't work with the group, then how can she advance? For a woman, it is enough to advance through internet connection. Thank you very much. Our time is almost up. Who has more questions? Let's hurry up because we don't have much time left. Hello, about the fact that we are now entering youth centers and we teach Kabbalah there, does it gonna change the Israel society? I didn't understand. The fact that we're starting teaching Kabbalah in YMCAs, like community centers, yeah, we now start Kabbalah courses not just in the branches we had till now, rather we also start our own courses in community centers. So what's the question? Does it mean that there's a change in the Israel society, or is it just a change of place? Thank you for the question. It's a good question. Look, we're all compelled by the law of nature, by the plan of nature, and by its goal. Everyone has to reach unity, but in order to reach unity, we have to realize that unity, let's say this is the people of Israel. This is the people of Israel, the nation of Israel. So the people of Israel are divided into Galgalta Einaim and Dachap. This is how it is in the wisdom of Kabbalah, these two parts. Those in Galgalta Einaim, they are drawn to Kabbalah, they are drawn to reveal the upper force, they are drawn to reveal the Creator. And they come and learn. Some don't need that. This is everyone else. They all belong to the people of Israel. But we call them 99%, and this is the 1%. I wish that would be it, but it's much less than 1%. But really, we don't need more. But accordingly, we address the people. Whoever wants to, he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Here is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and here is the Ervut, the mutual guarantee. So accordingly, a person chooses what's good for him. Both the wisdom of Kabbalah and the mutual guarantee, they speak about unity. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about why, with respect to the upper world, where do the forces come from? Where do the lights and kelim come from? Shemot and the shattering and the correction. And this whole complex that we have in the mechanism, this is the spiritual physics, the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is the physics of this world, which is now being revealed to us. And there are other people who don't need it. They don't have any desire for it, but the mutual guarantee needs to be realized nonetheless. And this is why we teach them the mutual guarantee, which is also plenty of materials, workshops and all, but this it depends on the people themselves. Now, our time is almost up. I have a very happy announcement. We have decided to have a great national unity event in Binyanei HaUmah in Jerusalem. We will do this festive event right before Hanukkah, the holiday of Hanukkah. We're going to have show songs, bonding games, Rav Zleitman lecture, and that will happen. Put it down in your diary. There is Tuesday, December 4th. Everyone who hears me now, book that day, this Wednesday, December 4th at 6 p.m. in Jerusalem, and everyone are invited. Bring your friends, your relatives, bring everyone, so that we will rejoice together, connect, and create a great light which will illuminate the world in Hanukkah. So please register in advance. We don't want people to stand in line. So register. You can register in a site at kav.co.il or via our phone, 1-700-509-209. Rav Lightman, what is the importance of that event in your eyes? Of that event? Yes, the importance of this gathering we'll have in Jerusalem, in Bnei Neoma, December 4th. But they told me that on December 20th the world is going to end. Okay, so it's going to be an antivirus. Well, next week I'm going to Georgia and then to Siberia in Russia. A month ago I was in Italy. It's not that I'm happy running about all the time. I'm not that young anymore, and besides, I like to sit alone in my room and work on my things. But still, through all these gatherings, we make a major leap forward. So I'm really asking you and recommending to all of you here and everyone watching us, let's perform a great correction through such an assembly in Jerusalem. This is also a symbolical place. It's called the Building of the Nation. That's the translation of Bnei Neoma. So there is a great correction there in such events, such connections. So we're waiting for all of you. Another announcement before I conclude. Everyone received such postcards. This is a postcard of our Kabbalah Academy, and we would soon we will open here in Netanya a new semester in the Wisdom Kabbalah. So you can leave your details, and we can contact you once the course starts. And we will also be able to be in touch and invite you to other events in Netanya or the area, so you can fill in your details. Now, those of you watching us, details about new classes that will start here in Netanya and in general, you can find all the information on kab.co.il or at 1-700-509-209. Rav Lightman, conclusion, we spoke about the hurricane, nature, relationship between us. So, yeah, by uniting, we turn the malicious water, the water of the floods, into sweet water, into water of grace and mercy. It all depends on us. We learned it today and we will learn it tomorrow. An article by the Rabash, how we turn the Gvurot and Dinim judgments, such severe forces, into soft, tender forces. How do we soften them? How do we turn this firm hand into a good, embracing hand? It's in our hands, and through the unity, this is how we do it. So let's think about how we can be closer to each other, more connected, at least to think about it. That is enough for the time being to put into this whole system our forces and our forces. Every one of us is very important. It's not one out of 7 billion. This is a tremendous force. Every one of us has such a tremendous force. So don't disregard it. Connect to us, be with us in the lessons, workshops, and other activities. Come to the Unity event in Jerusalem in Bnei Neoma, and we will perform a correction, and we will reach good, secure, happy life. Thank you all so much.